Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
708 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour, the award-winning Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard
okay
to stop a train. The Four Seasons Penske Truck Captain's Log. Ben Fredrickson at 8:30 on a potpourri of topics. Cardinal offseason, Blues laissez flamme this evening. Missouri and Jim Sterk, the athletic director, giving comments that probably don't have people on Tiger Board excited. Have you been on Tiger Board this morning yet, Doug?
I have not, no, but I did see on Twitter that he said something in support of Barry Odom.
That's right, so we'll get to that with Ben, Fred. And then because we have TMA Live tomorrow night, presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Lisa Ann is going to join us on today, because we will be airing the TMA Live broadcast on Friday.
Friday's been...
Which gives us 3 days to sleep in together.
Well, not together. The first part of the sentence was fine until you said together.
Well, I think he left the option open. That's up to you.
Right. The invite's there.
Well, the invite has always been there, I know, but and yet not once have we ever slept together.
Well, it's starting to get a little cold.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that either.
Doug, it's 38 degrees in St. Louis.
I know. I'm not going to be much good to you when
because
it gets
of the
this cold.
Well, we're inside, Doug.
It's 32 in here.
It is chilly. We don't have much to complain about the weather here lately. The last couple of months have just been great, but I'm still not ready for the cold. Not ready.
Well, I think you've been just great. Doesn't hurt to throw some praise around once in a while, Doug. Okay. Don't you agree over the last couple of months, Doug has been great?
Yeah, I feel like you've ratcheted your game up, knowing that the talent scouts from Billings are back in town.
Did we ever hear from those talent scouts who listened to our show?
No, I keep emailing saying, hey, did you get a chance to listen? Hey, did you get a chance to listen?
No response.
No response. Then I'm just like, oh, they must not have gotten my email. Hey, did you get a chance to listen? And I call.
Yeah. There was also, a misunderstanding of what they were scouting. They were looking for people to clean the cages at the Montana Zoo.
We're interested, though.
What's we are interested. Pay? I think it's a dollar per scoop of manure.
What would it have? What would it have to pay? You would do that?
Plowhawk.
Oh, my scoops would be so little. Oh, I'd do like little scoops and make about a grand a week. Okay. Oh, yeah.
How much what kind of salary would they have to pay you before you actually would accept that job? Cleaning out the stalls at the zoo. Yearly income, what would it
take? I think a 30 G a year I'd start would be pretty cool.
Really?
It wouldn't be that. Not that bad. Poop. I clean out my dog's poop every day. I mean, it'd just be bigger sizes, a little bit different smell.
You'd do that for $30,000.
You never did anything cleaning out stalls at a stable or something? I have.
No, I never had to muck out the stalls. Nope.
It's not that pleasant. And
no, I wouldn't think it is.
Those you're not going to get little scoops with a horse. Those are big, hefty
horse
scoops.
Horse floppings. Yeah. No, I've never had to do that.
And then you know what else? You have to grab the hoof, take like this metal hook, and clean out the hoof area to make sure they don't get thrush in there. I think it's called thrush.
And when were you doing all this work on the farm?
When I was a kid.
What farm were you at?
No, there was a stable down the street. We actually had a horse there.
In New York?
Yeah.
Stables right down the street.
A small one. Yeah. Where I grew up, yeah. It's not in New York City proper. It's Rockland County. Nyack, there was a little stable that kept, 10 horses or something there. We kept one there, and I would go and clean out the stalls.
You had your own horse?
Yeah.
Oh, your dad was really loaded, wasn't he? You live out there with a big money.
No, it actually wasn't. It turned out it's not a great investment. There's not a, what do you call that, return?
I don't understand.
ROI? It's not, horses are not very productive.
No, they eat a lot.
So that didn't last very long.
What was your horse's name?
Comanche.
I'm all in.
What's that?
I'm all in.
You don't buy it? You think I'm making that story up?
I think you made the name of the horse up, which tends me to believe
it's actually Comanche O'Star is the full name of the horse.
O'Star is an Irish horse.
It was a tannish pony, and he had a little spirit to him.
And for Christmas one year, you said, I want a pony, and I want a pony now, Daddy.
Oh, Veruca Salt.
When I was a kid, though, I did ride in horse shows. I've actually, they were Western style, not the English style that was all fancy and everything, like saddlebag races, barrel races. I did that as a kid.
You were a barrel racer. Why are we just now learning that you're a cowboy?
Guys, me and Doug like to pretend that I'm a horse and his chest is my stable. Thanks. That's a hipster of Tower Grove Sound.
It's hard to figure
out the suspension log. I didn't want to break it out this early, and yet I will. Hipster of Tower Grove South has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hot Shots has provided the leather-bound suspension log. You'll write business products, the ink pen with which I'm writing.
We ought to get an equestrian sponsor, Tim. I don't know if we can make that happen.
We'll give it a run. We'll give it a run, a good run, too.
So you were a barrel racer.
I could ride a horse pretty well. I mean, even today, when we went on vacation one year, they had horses in Mexico, and didn't leave me. I was still able to.
Quite the horseman.
Yeah, I could ride a horse.
Did you?
And if we're ever stranded, I could build a shelter. Those are the two things I have that I can bring to the table.
Doug, if people pay $250,000 for California Chrome to impregnate their female horses, I will pay you to do the same to me? It's a Lindenwood Record hitter?
Is that the Brittany, the bikini model?
Lindenwood Record hitter.
Oh.
So I would imagine that's like a hot 25-year-old vicarious
I don't think
female.
So.
Boy, that would make you a stud then,
I just
Doug.
Don't think
that
so.
Would make, if someone's paying you to stud out like that.
You can text in or call in, really. It's Press Conference Wednesday. 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. Those are the appliance discounter phone lines, 855-282-8255. An email in for the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Matt, who bowls at Hanks, leads Cucky 4-3 in the email of the month for October. Matt with a nice win yesterday. Five more contests in the month of October. Can Matt, who bowls at Hanks, hang on to a lead? Matt, who bowls at Hanks, a lot like the Cardinals in the first half of the season, Doug, guy who would be in the final stretch of the game with a lead, but then would watch it fizzle away.
Mm-hmm. I actually talked to one of the great emailers that we have currently, the hipster, who actually just was suspended
at an
establishment yesterday.
You can say what it is.
STL Winco stopped by there, saw the hipster just got done mowing on a foot-long Sammy.
What was he doing? Mowing, eating a foot-long Sammy.
Can you spell mowing for me, bro?
Mowing down or mowing through?
No,
or?
That's just what we say in Canton when you're really going ham bone on a meal.
That's another word that just
What does it mean to go ham bone?
To eat really fast and really messy, like. So he just got done eating. I was getting my
lunch. So he happened to be there?
His Subway is right next to STO Winco. He's sitting in his truck, just got done eating. He said he was getting it.
You know Hipster Sourdough South works at Subway, Doug?
He doesn't work here getting a sub there.
He's a sandwich artist.
He was on break, and we talked, and he brought up how...
Wait, so you saw me eating a sandwich in his car?
He saw me walk in.
All right.
So he patted me on the back as I was paying for my meal, and he brought up the fact that how many heavy hitters there are in the email of the month, the last couple of months.
A lot of people,
and he didn't have time the last couple of days to really sit down and hone in and get a nice email written. So he said he's going to pick up the pace.
It's like a master's leaderboard.
Now, today is Press Conference Wednesday.
Yeah, that's where listeners call in and ask questions.
All right, well, I have a statement. I don't know if you you set up a podium here. I'd like to address the meeting. Can someone introduce me as a representative of the Ryan Kelly Morning After?
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce the noted horseman and cowboy, Mr. Jim Hayes.
Nice. Thank you, Doug. And first, I want to thank all the media for attending this news conference.
Nice.
Back in the day, we used to call it a press conference because the only media was writers, and so they were press, but now it's all kind of media. So thank you all for coming. You guys have obviously been following all the stories circulating in the media about ESPN pursuing us to do a show. And in the wake of what happened with the whole Barstool thing, I just want to say on behalf of Tim and Doug, we're flattered that ESPN is pursuing us. But at this point, we would like to take our show, the name of our show, out of contention for a spot to do a show Wednesday nights at 1 a.m. on ESPN. We're not taking questions at this time, but we do have some pastries over here and some Gatorades for the media. Thank you all for coming. See, what you do you pretend like you were getting offered.
Okay. When in fact, there's no offer at all.
And then you take your name out of it. And then it seems like it was actually legitimate.
Sounds like people are coming after you.
Now, some reporters do want to ask some questions. Doug, you said you would take the questions. The cat will not. Jordan, good morning. You're on the Appliances Counter phone lines.
Hello. Hey, guys. This is Timmy the Tickler.
Doug, what in the hell?
Get your finger ready there, Lousy.
I gave Sea Monster a fake name again so I can get through.
That's great.
All right, TTT, what's up?
Hey, so last night me and my wife had a real hot bone session, right?
Now, your wife was the one who was Robin fed by Larry Nickel at Hot Shots O'Fallon, Illinois.
No. She Robin fed Larry Nickel.
That's right. I guess it'd be hotter to have Larry spit food and...
None of it's hot.
Go ahead, Timmy.
So we got done with this hot bone session, right? And we're all sweaty, so we took a shower. And so I peed in the shower. And I didn't know if anybody else has done that, because she looked at me like I was disgusting.
So she was in the shower with you, brah?
Yeah, but I mean, she's in a different corner. It's not like I'm peeing on her.
Got a nice large shower. They have a nice manse.
This is Jaden Schwartz. Best players in the league.
Really, all depends on if you were by the drain or was she by the drain and it was trickling down by her feet.
No, for sure. I aim for the drain. I go straight
for
the drain.
Good. You were raised the right way.
He's third in the league in scoring.
Did he say it was a phone sesh? So they're in the same house, but they had a phone sesh? What
I think a bone sesh. B-O-N-E.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Doug, you care if I give you a gold
shower? Put him down!
Why do we take his call?
Well, it's press conference Wednesday, and I thought it was Jordan.
Timmy the Tickler has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. You Hot Shots voted number one sports bar in St. Louis by readers of the Riverfront Times. Visit one of their 11 locations today, if you don't mind. But just let me do the paperwork here.
Sure,
now.
No problem.
I'd like to thank Wright Business Products for supplying the ink and the pen.
Let me tell the audience about Harry's Razors as we continue to take phone calls for press conference Wednesday. Yeah. Jordan is already on, but that was actually Timmy the Tickler, according to the records.
He snuck one past Seymour.
Doug, for decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. And by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers the blades at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted, ergonomic handle. 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and travel blade cover. And I can tell you firsthand, as somebody who has used Harry's razors, that not only you'll get a quality shave, but you will save money. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Doug, shave it up.
All right.
Shave it up.
Okay.
I ordered those. I did.
How's it treating you?
Good. Because I thought I bought an electric razor, and it turned out just to be a trimmer. You can't really shave with a trimmer.
Doesn't it say on the packaging that it's a trimmer?
It just said razor trimmer. So I thought it was both. So I don't like what I do. So I bought the Harry's razors and I get a clean shave.
Nice. Look at that, Doug. Take a look at that.
Boy, I mean, it's a great product, but you talk about a lemming. That's a thorough
lemming. He's putting food on your table.
Is that a lemming? I needed a good razor. Where else am I going to go? Tim said it's great. I'm getting it.
Press conference Wednesday question for Doug. No, this isn't.
If it's not,
there's a lot of questions that you probably shouldn't read.
Right. Well, I saw press conference Wednesday. If they hashtag it, it automatically goes to the front of the line because it's press conference Wednesday.
What kind of questions could you possibly
have? Well, go ahead if he wants you to read.
Does it make me gay if I let my boyfriend defecate on my chest?
Oh, Lord.
Right, you asked. Never mind.
Just get done with some business, Neil.
Okay. This is why it's not necessarily a good idea to have a press conference Wednesday. We haven't said anything provocative that people should want to ask questions about.
I have a question for Iggy, if I may, since it is press conference Wednesday. Iggy, are you taking questions?
Yeah, I can take a couple.
All right. Have you heard from Mike Lee? Have you talked to Mike Lee?
I don't know why
Lee?
You bring this up every day.
See, it's a sore subject, but you have the cat has a responsibility as a journalist.
Well, right. Here's the thing. Well, I'm not trying to... I know you're... First of all, it shouldn't be a sore subject. You didn't mean anything by it, so I stipulate that. You have done nothing wrong. But Mike Lee was an important part of our show. He said he's done with us. He's, I guess, said that before.
He's finished.
But... Yeah. We do care about him.
Sure.
So
we all do, yes.
Right. So I was wondering if he had reached out to you, if you had reached out, that maybe we could put this episode, what I like to call a misunderstanding, behind us.
Well, if y'all care about him, then leave it alone. You keep asking questions. I go on the fan page. What'd you do to Mike? Make it right, Iggy. I've done nothing.
Now, who's saying that to? Because I haven't seen that on the fan page.
You haven't seen it on the fan page? No. It's in post.
Doug, it's
in
comes
post. It's in post.
It comes out of nowhere. Somebody will post something about something totally different, and then there'll be a...
Who posts it?
Well, I know Matt Barra said something.
After this, I'm done with you guys.
Okay, come on.
So but if he doesn't
John Vaughn, your son last
John
night.
John Vaughn.
What did he say?
Out of nowhere. It wasn't even a post about anything. I think it was a post about Larry Nichols' SmackDown post, and he just out of nowhere. Iggy, Mike Lee wanted me to tell you he doesn't like you. Why? Oh, why would you even say that?
Why are you blaming us, or me specifically, for bringing up on the show if Mike Lee doesn't even listen to the show? I'm trying to get information for the listeners because people care about
him. What would
him.
You want me to do, Kat?
Well, I saw Martin yesterday. Doug, I was in full podcast like the Dickens mode. Seamaster and I were here till like 1:15 doing interviews, intros, outros, the whole shooting match. And so Martin and I crossed paths as he arrived here for his program. And he said... boy, what did Iggy do to Mike Lee? Mike called the station last night and said he wants to kick Iggy's ass.
Oh, no.
Hey, let me break it down for you.
You blaming that on me also, Iggy?
No. I don't know what to say.
Manchild79 says, Iggy stays snitching. Damn shame, B.
Stay snitching?
Iggy stays snitching. What was the last part of that?
A damn shame, B.
But maybe
shame
if you B. reached out to Mike and you tried to explain it. Maybe you guys could reach an understanding.
What would you like me to explain? I'm taking Carla to a concert.
Sure you are.
Right. Obviously, he doesn't understand that you don't have intentions to try to steal his girl.
No, Cletus has told him that. Cletus has said Iggy meant that. Iggy's just going to a concert with her, and he was afraid I was going to hold hands with her.
He's been told that.
Okay, here's a legitimate question on the text for you, if I may. What is Steve Savard really like?
He's a wonderful guy. Wonderful guy. Hardworking, professional guy.
Give us something that the average viewer of the Four Fox doesn't know about.
That's
him.
Not for me to say. No, I'm not going to give you something.
Nothing scandalous.
There isn't anything scandalous.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm not going to talk about somebody else.
Well, you could ask me about Pat Parris. You want to ask me about Pat Parris?
Yeah, what's he really?
Say what? Pat Parris is a wonderful guy. He's in Arizona right now. But
where in Arizona? The Phoenix area?
I believe it's Tucson. Is that what you say?
Tucson. Tucson.
Mm-hmm. But Pat Parris is as diehard, and I'll handle this, Doug, so I'm not going to tell you anything. Right. He is as diehard of a baseball fan as you could possibly find. He loves the baseball. There you go. Maybe
that's
you didn't know this.
Fabulous information.
Maybe that's you didn't know.
It's provocative.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah, you would think a guy that did the Cardinal post game would... hate baseball.
Yeah, you would.
No, I didn't. That's going to the extreme because he also did Blues hockey. And he loves some hockey, too, but he is a diehard, rabid baseball fan.
Look, Doug, here are three legitimate questions from Larry's Lozenge. At least I see it starts out with the cat.
All right.
Hey, Jim, what are your thoughts about the Cardinal coaching changes?
I think they're positive.
Press conference Wednesday.
I think they're positive. I think if anyone can tighten up that base running and that infield play, it's Jose Oquendo.
Nice.
And Willie McGee can help on a number of fronts. And plus, as fan favorites, fans are just going to be happy to see him on the field. Okay? That's my hot take.
Hey, Tim, I really enjoy listening to the podcast. If you could have one guest that might be a bit of a reach, who would that be? Well, you say bit of a reach. It kind of provides some vague parameters, Doug.
It sure does, yeah.
I mean, Howard Stern, but I think that's probably beyond a reach. You know what I'm saying?
I think when they say a bit of a reach, it's being polite, meaning
it's not going to happen.
Yeah. But I don't want to say you can't get them.
Right. I mean, that would be my answer. You know one that's kind of obscure that I'd really like
Ben Stein.
I would like Ben Stein, actually. But Quinn Snyder would be one I'd really like to, if he would talk.
His hair tips?
Wouldn't mind that. I don't know how much that's going to help me at this point. But that would be somewhat most likely a reach, just because he probably wouldn't talk, and he's now successful with the Utah Jazz. And then, hey, Doug, would you please sit on my face?
No,
okay, so that's right there at the end, it's like, oh, yeah. And then it's a bait and switch.
Yeah, you don't
what
have
about
to
Ned
read
Beatty?
All
would
the
you
questions.
Like to get him on?
Who?
Ned Beatty.
You know, I watched Rudy a couple days ago. It was on, and I watched it. And I really enjoy that picture. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. When that Charles S. Dutton starts clapping, how do you do?
Well, I'm fine, thanks.
I like it when Rudy's dad gets off the bus and he sees the, what do you call that, the ballpark?
Ballpark.
And he's got a tear in his eye.
Yep. Ned Beatty, sir.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be a great podcast if somebody interviewed you, Tim?
Oh, of course, Siggy.
I think a lot of people would like to hear Tim.
Well, they hear
who should conduct
morning.
That interview? I mean, I feel like it should be Buck Swope, but then at the same time, it might last 8 hours with his questions and then my answers. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Iggy, it is a press conference Wednesday. Tim is right here in front of a mic. Why don't you ask him some of the questions that you know the fans would like to hear him answer? Go ahead.
Wow, Doug.
You have an opportunity right in front of you.
Wow, this is unreal.
Huh?
I wasn't
Tim,
prepared
don't get
for
nervous.
This.
What was your most awkward interview in radio and TV?
Troy Gloss, 2008 radio. Television. Quinn Snyder's going back to Quinn Snyder. He wanted to fight me one day. It's the strangest damn thing ever.
Fight you.
It was the strangest damn thing ever.
During a TV interview?
No. I could tell during the interview he was pissed at me. This is 100%. It's 2003 because they lost to, what up, D Wade? Sup, Tim? Marquette, second round, NCAA tournament. Lose it to Dwayne Wade. Novak kept hitting threes. And Missouri loses at the second round of the tournament. So I go down to Columbia and I interview Quinn Snyder. And we kind of had a rapport because now it strikes me as really odd. At the time, I'm kind of like, oh, that's not a big deal. But can you imagine being hired at the age of 32 to run a major college basketball program and take over for a guy who, I don't know how old Norm Stewart was at that time. I would have guessed late 60s.
Yeah, I think so.
Who was a legend. But they're hired at 32. Holy moly.
With no head coaching experience.
Right.
He sat next to Krzyzewski, and somehow that made you ready.
And he did the interviews
coach.
At halftime because Krzyzewski didn't want to do them in the NCAA tournament. So anyway, we kind of had a rapport, even though I guess he's, 10 years older than me. So anyway, we'd always had a nice, you know, whatever.
Relationship.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I want to call it friendship, relationships, whatever. So anyway, we're walking out of the Hearn Center because they didn't have Mizzou Arena yet. And I just said, take it easy, man, whatever. And he turns around and he goes, were you critical of our media relations around here? And I go, well, wasn't expecting to get into this, but yes. Actually, yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Still am. And he like walks toward me like kind of like he's ready to go. And I'm going, oh, my God, what in the hell do I do here? And there's like a couple of henchmen around.
Fight or flight.
He had henchmen or you did?
No, I didn't. I had a lensman.
Oh.
He had Brian Henchman.
Brian Henchman would have been like eight then. So, when I was doing the interview, I could tell, like, I'm like, wow, I think this guy's mad at me and I don't know what the hell it's all about. So the interview itself wasn't bad, but afterwards, well, I mean, it was odd, but afterwards, the fact that I felt like I almost had a scrap with a head coach in the bowels of the Hearn Center, that's not something I was necessarily expecting. Doug, you had that with Earl Weaver, the Bantam Rooster.
Yeah, that was kind of awkward. The third go around. I've told that story five times, though.
And you were unhappy with the Orioles media relations, and you...
That had nothing to do with the Orioles
on
media
relations.
But they didn't give you a good seat?
No, it had everything to do with the battery on the camera not working. Something was
wrong.
How many
times did you go back?
Three times we went back to Earl.
Bantam Rooster.
Announcing
known as
retirement.
The even-keel guy.
Three times, yeah. Well, first time he was fine. He poured out his heart the first time. 25-minute interview, he was in tears, crying about all his years with Baltimore. Went back to the truck.
He loved that Mark Belanger.
Yeah, I loved them all. Went back to the truck. Let's check the video just to be sure we got it. We've got nothing. We have nothing. And I promised the NBC network that we're going to send him this.
Oh,
because
back
they called. They tipped us off to it that he's going to announce his retirement. If you shoot it, get it to us, and we'll pay you as well.
Oh.
Wait, so you got extra money on the side?
Yes.
Will they send you
that's
a brick of cash?
That's the way it used to work. If the network used some of your stuff, they'd send you like $500. So we call the network every day. You want this? You want that? A lot of times they took it.
Got some highlights.
Forget the little local affiliate you were working for that was paying you. You were trying to get the extra money.
Yeah, well, I was doing both. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Jack.
Fiendish.
That's how it used to work.
It's a fiendish plot.
There's nothing fiendish about it. It saved NBC thousands by not having to fly down there, a couple people themselves. We were right there.
Fiendish.
There's nothing fiendish about it.
So you went back in?
Back in the second time.
And he was happy to see. He just put a...
No, he wasn't real happy to see me. He said, oh, Lord. So we sat back down, and this time, instead of the 20-minute interview, it was a four-minute interview. Got hit him with the big question, and he wasn't especially good, but I didn't care. We got
you
something.
You still got your money.
Back to the truck. Okay, let's thank the photographer, Alex Bullock. I remember this.
Alex. Wait till Alex gets a hold of this on the fan pin today.
He said, no, we still got nothing. I guess I thought I had it fixed. No, nothing there. And I'm still thinking of that NBC money. So we're going back in. I'm going back in. Third time. Knock on the door. And by this time, the little Bantam Rooster has had enough. He's kicking his feet on the carpet, and he's throwing little pillows that were on the couch. And his wife had to come in and settle him down.
Throw
pillows. Yeah. His head got bright red. His veins are popping.
What his wife said?
Screaming. Calm down, Earl. Just calm down
and
now.
And did you say he had a picture of his family naked above his couch?
No, that was Dr. Ferdy Pacheco. Dr. Ferdy Pacheco.
Wait, so Ferdy Pacheco, was that Earl Weaver's house?
No.
Naked.
Entirely different story. Right. Two entirely different stories.
Did you get your check?
So the third time, I went back into Earl. The third time, finally getting calmed down, I said, so tell us why you're retiring, something like that. And he answered for about 15 seconds. I said, thank you very much. That's going to do it. We went back out, and we still had nothing.
No way!
Third time, we had nothing on the tape. Or it was kind of wavy, or there was interference. There was RF in the area, apparently.
So you get on the horn, you call Tom Brokaw, and you go, hey, Tom, it's Vaughn. Yeah, we didn't get anything.
No, I called him.
Alex Bullock got us.
I called him and said he wasn't home. I said Earl wasn't home. I couldn't tell him that.
You couldn't go back for a fourth time?
We tried three times. No, I was done. I was done right there. That's going to do it. I'm not going to do that to that man again. And I think he would have killed me. His wife even probably would have punched me out at that point.
And did you say, hey, can we still get the check? You know, we didn't make the effort.
I didn't say that. I said, I told him Earl wasn't home.
By the way, Tim, your answer was a complete bunk. Your most awkward interview, because I was there.
Ted Danson?
No, was spring training with the Big Toughs. Sitting down at the picnic table.
There goes Matt Holliday, Adam Wainwright, and Lance Lynn. And they just kind of toughed us around.
Yeah, we were sitting, and they were standing, hovering above us.
And one of them got a view of what was on Tim's computer, which set an awkward precedent right there.
It's my Twitter feed. I'll tell you that. Jill Cassidy, she tweets just constantly.
And we had nothing. We had nothing as a group. There were three of us. Three of us combined experience in broadcasting many, many years. And we were so intimidated, we had nothing. And I would say, for anyone, that would probably be the most awkward.
Yeah, we got toughed around.
Would have been a heck of a tag team match. I think the three of us could take him.
And then as Matt Holliday walks away, Plowhawk is sitting there holding a baseball looking for an autograph, which I believe they encourage.
Yeah,
they love
says
that.
Says it on the media.
It was for charity, and he had permission from Brian Bartow.
It was for your Megan Meyer event, correct? And Matt Holliday walked by and slapped the ball out of the Plowhawk's hand as he began to raise it, kind of like Oliver asking for more porridge.
What's disappointing was we could have got that on video, but...
What happened?
The company,
Alex Bullock
again.
Yeah. No, Pocket was Tube Bullock, you would not wasn't working, so we actually didn't get any video of that, which would have been...
Pocket Tube thing was huge.
Mm-hmm. They were setting up for 4 days down there. Didn't work for 1 second.
I can't believe you didn't go for an X-ray or something on your hand so you could sue Holliday. He's worth $100-150 million.
After he trashed our show, him and his cohorts, Holliday, slaps the ball out of our producer. We're like, all right, thanks, guys.
No one came to my defense. Everybody's like,
just don't do that to me, please.
Please.
I auctioned that off. I had it on the table with a grass stain, and I said, this is a ball that Matt Holliday was supposed to sign.
And how much did it raise?
I was just kidding. I didn't do that. No. Hmm.
Tim, I'd like to hear you interview someone on the PGA leading into the golf season or closer to the PGA Championship or a Jay Jr. Golf podcast. Thanks. That's from the 314. Doug, who on the PGA Tour would you like to hear from?
John Daly.
John Daly. That actually is realistic.
Yeah.
John Daly has been on this presentation.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the one that interests me the most.
I gather he will be at Bellerive in 10 months.
I'm going to try to get Joanne Carner on.
Oh, wow.
Big Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, out of Lake Worth, Florida.
Just a little south of West Palm.
Yeah. When you work someplace, you always have to claim all these athletes, and she was one we always claimed in mind. Oh, they always had to say where they're from. Oh, there's North Miami's Steve Carlton pitching for the Phillies. Oh, there's Joanne Carter, the big mama.
Did you ever interview Carlton?
Only when they were here, you know, in a group type setting. And I did once before. He was here for a baseball card show. He was always very nice.
Very nice. You hear some
but
things
during
that
his
he might
playing
be a
days,
little.
Yeah. He didn't want anything to do with it.
Press conference Wednesday. Let's say I could give you $15 million. Doug, you interested in this?
15, yeah. Yeah.
To give someone an orgasm. The catch is you only have 15 minutes to do so. So do you choose a man or a woman to pleasure? Thanks. It's from Mr. Nipples.
It's from Mr. Nipples, though.
Well, I don't know about you guys. You guys are, you know, your sexuality is hazy at best. I would go for the gal.
Yuck. Grossing.
You just get somebody old that hasn't had one in a while. You know it'll happen quickly.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the key to hedonism?
Yeah. Find an old broad.
Hey, Tim, can you do a podcast where you interview yourself? That would be awesome.
Doug, that's from Zeebo's wrestling buddy.
Massive. Eliminating.
You know how good that would be if you just sat there and... So, Tim... Talk about the first time you got into radio. Well, it's back and just interview yourself. That'd be a great podcast, I think.
Doug, my first show was with Jay Jr. and Rich Gould. Rich Gould.
Was it?
Yeah. And Rich decided that he wasn't going to do the first hour of the show, and nobody in management ever talked to him about it.
He just didn't show up?
He wasn't going to work Fridays.
Yeah.
Now, Franco Pinion, who does the large morning show in the afternoon here on 590 The Fan, has it in his deal going in that he does Monday through Thursday.
Sure.
Rich, however, did not. He just decided he was not going to work on Fridays. And again, no one in management told them.
David, how about a little Popeye's chicken? That good for your golf swing?
And also that he wasn't going to do the first hour.
Ever.
And eventually, I believe, after a couple of months, somebody goes, hey, Rich isn't coming in on Fridays or the 7 o'clock hour. And then that became a problem. And I think that ended his tenure.
It did?
If memory serves, it was 15 years
Yeah, but that was
ago.
Based on his religious beliefs.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. All right, the Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians. So they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Design Air, Heating, and Cooling sponsor the award-winning 7 o'clock hour. Lisa Ann with us at 9:15. I would tell you that I think not only is she the most popular guest on the show at this point, but she might be the best of anybody on the show as far as her football knowledge and also expertise in sleeping with a potpourri of people. So she will be with us at 9:15. Doug, so any fantasy football questions you may have for Lisa Ann, or our listeners, text them in 855-282-8255. Who is your favorite pro athlete to interview or talk to? Scott's wrinkled ball sack. Not his wife, but Scott himself.
Yeah, I haven't interviewed Scott himself.
No. He's the one asking the question.
I always like talking to Holiday. Is that crazy?
That's a good play. I feel like, and he's your first podcast guest.
Holiday.
Adam Wayne. I don't know. Yeah. He'd be great on the podcast.
I'm trying to get him.
Yeah, I figured as much. But Wainwright, when he wants to talk, and he's got to want to talk, but when he wants to talk, he's truly second to none. Right. I found the same thing, and this is before, obviously, this is while he was playing, so I didn't really have a rapport with him from doing the show, of course, but Edmonds, when he wanted to talk, his knowledge on baseball while he was playing was incredible, but he just really didn't want to talk about it. He would rather talk about, like, movies or uniforms or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of these guys just don't really care to get into it. But in my mind, that's Tyoka Jackson, Aeneas Williams.
Brett Hull was always great.
Brett Hull, Kelly Chase.
Hull was so
telling
good.
Stories.
Such a superstar that he was kind of bigger than anybody else around him. He'd just say anything about anyone.
Didn't like the ice, right?
No. Didn't like Mike Keenan. Didn't like a lot
right
of things.
About that.
Yeah, he was really good.
I like Lance Lynn. Prongs was good to talk to.
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
I like Prongs. He would challenge you a little bit.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah. Keep on your toes, Doug.
We're doing the Wainwright thing today, and I did tell him that we would explore non-baseball topics as well, such as where he weighs in on the existence of Bigfoot.
Ooh.
You better say that towards the end of the interview.
Why is that?
In case he shuts it down at that point.
No, we've had a little text back and forth on this already. Because I said, with all the hunters, he's a hunter. You know, he's an outdoorsman. Wouldn't you think with all these hunters out there and all these cameras that they have posted, you know, to see where the bucks are,
right,
or whatever, that if there were a Sasquatch, we would have some evidence it wasn't just a blurry photo.
Well, they're camouflaged.
And he said perhaps Bigfoot is the ultimate hunter, meaning that you never see him. Food for thought.
Think about that.
Or he comes
That's
out at night.
That's a tease for the podcast.
There's a lot of animals you never see until nighttime.
Yeah, but those cameras, what do you call it, infrared or
right,
whatever?
Right,
they have night infrared vision? Cameras in the woods.
No, they do. They have like night vision ones where you can still see.
Well, I know the military uses that. I don't know that we spend a lot of money putting infrared cameras in the woods to catch Bigfoot.
No, I'm telling you. It's true. That's what hunters will put this stuff out, I guess, to see the lay of the land, what's out there, whatever. But, yeah, these cameras have night vision. So it's not the clearest picture, but you can see if it's a bear or a deer or
otter.
Just some local sports guy running around in his panties.
Tim, can you interview some of the great emailers for your podcast? Thanks. That's from the 424. Wouldn't that be great to hear from, like,
why?
Misty Plops? Hey.
Imagine the email roundtable. Oh, that'd be great.
Why would it be great?
Like Plops and Tunnels and Matt Who Bowls at Hanks and Steve and Wildwood.
If you had Ned Beatty on your podcast, do you think you'd ask him about the Deliverance scene, or would you be trying to steer clear of that?
Well, I got to consider the arc of the interview, kind of like you're going to wait with Wainwright on Sasquatch until the tail end, kind of like, okay.
No, that's what Doug said.
You might lead with it?
I might jump right out of the gates with it.
It sets a tone for certain.
Right. Like, you mean business. This is going to be serious stuff.
Ned, I want to get into Rudy. That's why we're here. But in Deliverance, you take the high hard
one. No.
That's where you get the pinkle. That's where the phone hits the... Wouldn't you think he's probably not taking questions on that subject?
Here, Doug, someone sent that in. For example, Doug. I mean, that's... You see, that's night vision. That's what those cameras do.
Right, I understand that.
Doug, this is a serious text alert. Chris Long would be a damn good podcast. That dude is something special.
Good
I
call.
Agree 100%. Yeah. That's one that I would put on the top five for certain.
Yeah, he'll have a long TV career if he wants it when he's done.
Yeah. I wonder what he'll want to do. I wonder if he'll live. He lives in Charlottesville, if I'm not mistaken. Or he lives in Virginia. I don't know if it's specifically Charlottesville.
I think so. Right. Nice to see him get some success there.
No matter where he plays now, the teams are outstanding. Yeah. That Eagles team's legit, man.
He had a motor, Doug. He was a motor
guy. High motor
guy.
Yeah.
That Eagles team's legit, brah. I think this was just like one of those things, let's get people talking. And I don't know who it was with the NFL Network. It was one of the hosts. Posted power rankings, and I know you like power rankings.
I'm not really a
through week
the,
seven.
The standings will give you the
They have the Eagles as number one, and then they have the Rammies as number two.
Second best in the league?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I don't know that I buy that.
Scoring a lot of points.
I think I'd still take New England over the Rams. But I know Philadelphia is Winsylvania.
Pretty good. It was very good. Can we use that for a promo?
Rule two.
I mean, this is why Earl Weaver
hates.
He's
got a first down. Every first down for the Rams. Our announcer says, St. Louis, you scream.
First down.
Ram rule three.
On third down, let's help our Rams by making some noise. Yeah!
Yeah! I can't hear you.
Oh, Lord. And that went through committees, I'm sure. They had meetings about it, and they thought, yeah, that's perfect. That's great. Let's teach fans about football. Tell them how they're supposed to cheer. Because we'd never seen a football game before until the Rams got here. And this is like 15 years after they'd been here. We just didn't get it. It's our fault they left. We didn't make enough noise, and we didn't clap it out for the kickoffs.
Well, after we sack again.
And we certainly didn't scream that. No one in football history has ever yelled sack after a sack. It has never been done.
Josh Brown to kick it off.
Leading up to every kickoff, let's slow clap it out.
Well, at least you got what sounded like a hot woman to do that.
They got somebody's grandmother. And that was a Kevin Demo. It had to be a Kevin Demo.
Yeah, I would agree.
It had to be someone who just doesn't get it at all.
You don't think the steamer put that together?
I don't think he was involved in that. No, that's right on Demoff's shoulders, all of it.
Doug, I got a pro tip question. How do you hide your boner in the locker room when you see all the athletes naked? Mario in Chicago.
Well, I don't know. Mario, I guess, has been in a lot of locker rooms, has he? Is that the problem?
So you're saying you don't hide it?
Thank you. Thank you for the delicious boner.
I guess it's an issue for Mario?
I don't know. I don't guess. Maybe he's up there covering the Cubs. Maybe the Sox.
Maybe he's just at the Bulls. YMCA. I don't know.
And here he is, having the time of his life.
Do you think that ever happened if they actually let men into the locker rooms of like the WNBA or WTT tennis tournament?
Like guys would start sprouting wood, bro?
Oh, come on.
I don't know. You saw Anna Kournikova naked getting out of the shower while you're interviewing somebody else?
I don't think you'd have access to the showers. you don't have that in the men's locker room.
When women are in there, I've seen it during playoffs, and the girls who they're usually from the Asian countries, come in, and the guys just walk out of the locker, out of the shower naked, and they kind of get squeamish and turn around and run. But those guys don't worry about that. So, yes, girls see guys naked in the locker room.
Not much anymore. A lot of them have two different locker facilities. You know, they dress in one, and they kind of take the equipment off another. There's not a whole lot of nakedness going on in the locker room anymore.
Well, and you see Cardinals that come out of the shower got a towel on. I mean, it's not like they're walking.
But then they go in front of their locker and drop the towel. And
guys on any given Sunday were hanging dong for sure in that. And you see that one scene
that was a movie.
I know, but
that was a movie. But back then they didn't have separate locker rooms. Back then, there was a little bit more of that.
And that was an Anything Given Sunday? The Miami Sharks? Was that the name of the club?
Yeah, it was when the owner, the female,
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, she was walking in, and there's a couple. I like the scene where they're just this huge D-tackle, completely naked, hanging like a tree branch. Just like, what's up?
You like that scene.
No, I didn't say I liked it. I thought like his reaction was really funny when she walked in. He just kind of like spread his leg and put it on one of the benches.
Okay, this is one of your porns?
No, this is
directed
Sunday
by Oliver Stone.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz, Anne Margaret.
And yet, LL Cool J, the superstar running back.
LL Cool J. Lawrence Taylor was also in the picture. The great Dennis Quaid.
James Woods was
Jimmy
the
Woods.
Doctor. Oh, yeah, it's heavy hitting.
Al Pacino was the lead.
Bobcat Goldthwait was the quarterback.
He was backup quarterback, but yep. Any Given Sunday, the first movie I spanked my monkey to, that's from the other Tim and Kirkwood.
Wait, what?
Plowboy.
Not a good movie to do that to, I don't think. A lot of scenes that I just described in that movie, so I'm not for sure.
Don't blame the monkey.
Plowsy, you like that, huh? Holla at your boy. That's from Manchild 79.
I said I like the scene, not what I described. I said the scene was good.
Guys, hearing a stoner say hanging dongs is the highlight of my day. That's from Hulk Hogan's fanny pack. Tim, could I get Lisa Ann's information? She sounds like a great girl for Mrs. Swinghaven board member. I'll just sit back and watch. Thanks. That's from the Swinghaven board member. Have you guys had a conversation off the air yet, Iggy? Because it seems like he is pursuing you.
No, we haven't.
What about the Joneses? What about the Smiths? What's the latest?
Nope, none of them. Mm. Just the...
A lot of talk. A lot of smoke, no fire.
Well, the text that I've gotten, let's meet for drinks, but nothing.
Mm. Now, Lisa, who's that from? The Smiths?
The Smiths. I haven't heard from the Winghaven...
Board member,
yeah. Didn't Lisa Ann say last week, though, she would love for a lesbian to come work out with her, but she wanted an 8 to a 10.
Okay.
So the Swinghaven just head up to California and
see what the word is. Or when Lisa Ann stops by here, because I think she's coming to town at some point.
Why don't you just call in and talk to her? Have your wife call in.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea. Yeah. That's a wonderful idea.
Don't ask us questions. Ask her.
I think it'd be awesome to have the Smiths and the Joneses and the Swinghaven board member come in for a big podcast. Maybe have Apache and the Bull come in as well and just have a big sex roundtable.
Okay, Plowsy.
I'm sure they have stories. I'm sure if you're swing and if you're a bull, I'm sure you have plenty of stories to tell.
Now, I wonder if Lisa Ann came in studio, how many people would be showing up at this window with our listeners to think, well, she seems approachable. I got a shot.
There'd just be guys out there with their hands in their pockets on the patio. Just telling you what would happen.
Too much.
Maybe our cubby hole will be open by then.
When the Cuck Studio, is it called? Is it not Plowhawk? What is the Cuck Studio situation?
I It's been forgotten for now.
It's been forgotten.
It's been forgotten. Right there, I'm looking at it.
It's never been used?
There's not a lot of... The mic isn't connected, and I don't think that is connected to the board. That's the main problem. But you can get in and out of it.
You can open the door.
Step in the right direction. Yeah.
As opposed to a cuck studio that traps you in.
Well, that'd be like a Roach Motel.
Guys, if Lisa Ann comes to town, I'm pulling up for sure. That's from Man's Child. Man, I like that. I'm pulling up for sure.
What does that mean? He's pulling up here?
Guess so. We'll probably be at Hot Shots. You'd have to go to the Yankee Stadium of Hot Shots, the Fenton location.
Yeah.
We'll be at Webster tomorrow night.
Hey.
And Jennings will not be there, so there will not be hot foot play. Is that correct?
That's what I was told when I saw him Friday.
Hmm.
Now, there is a chance that Bearcats and Lady Bearcats may be coming to the Webster.
Wow,
Thursday.
Wow, wow.
Why is that a wow, wow, wow?
Because, Iggy, you have a rapport with them.
Yeah, but they don't get to come to many of them unless they're in Illinois. But I was talking to Bearcats last night. We're trying to make plans for Gaga. And I said, well, I guess we'll see you in Edwardsville. He goes, we have so much going on that weekend, we may be coming to Webster this Thursday.
Wow.
That'd be fun to see them. And the beer and the ball sacks, they can come too. They weren't at the last one.
I think they're coming this time.
That'd be kind of hot.
It's nice to see you.
Two of my
Why
favorite
couples.
It's nice to see you.
Someone sit there.
Two of my favorite couples. Maybe they'll sit at the same table.
It's nice to see Iggy extend invitations to couples.
Well, I'm not extending an invitation. They usually come, the ball sacks. They didn't come to the last one for some reason.
I just enjoy seeing Larry Nickel standing uncomfortably close to any female that happens to show up to one of them.
That smile on his face. He likes what's on the menu.
He won't be there Thursday. His foot won't let him go.
What's wrong with his foot?
He fell up the stairs at a wrestling event.
Yeah, before we go to Richard Gould.
Well, he broke his foot or something? Sprained an ankle?
I think it would happen.
I think it's just sprained, but the doctor said he needs to stay off the foot for about a week or two, I think. So
he has a cane and a walker.
But the last one, the last TMA Live, he had a boot on one, and he was walking, so...
Yeah.
I guess now with two hard feet, he can't get there. So,
Tim, can you let me know when they are airing the Undeniable episode where you were interviewed by Joe Buck? Your sode will be so much better than A-Rod's. Doug, that comes from Cuck Cecil. Have you seen the Alex Rodriguez interview?
No.
No.
I have not watched it. I enjoy that show, though. Love that show. You ever
Undeniable.
Watch it?
No.
It's on DirecTV. I don't know if it's on non-DirecTV outlets.
I don't get it. No.
You ever watch it? The Kate? Are you a DirecTV guy?
Yeah.
It's a good show.
I haven't seen
it. Really good show.
So what was the highlight of that?
Smoltz.
What was A-Rod highlight?
A
lot to talk about.
I haven't watched the entire thing. I do know he said something. He goes, I was the one guy who was dealt pocket aces, and I found a way to screw up the hand in reference to his performance-enhancing drug. Multiple. He's kind of had a rebirth in his after-baseball career.
He's
with broadcasting.
Good.
Yes, he is.
I've always liked A-Rod. I know he took the steroids like everybody else, but he always seems like, for a superstar, he's kind of a nice guy.
I mean, look at his post-career right now. He's killing it as an analyst. He's dating and banging J-Lo.
He always was doing well for himself in that department.
Yeah.
He had that Tori Wilson for a while.
He had that Kate Hudson fling there in NYC there for a little bit.
Yeah. He may have even done better than Jeter.
I don't know. Jeter sent a lot of gift baskets. I think he got some under the radar ones. That
yeah,
really
undeniable. Derek Jeter told Joe Buck that a gift basket thing was complete BS.
Oh, I imagine it is. I couldn't imagine a baseball player wrapping up a nice little basket of gifts.
It'd be a little arrogant.
Well, you'd get it like a Deerbling, so they'd wrap it up for you.
And what's in it?
Deerbergs,
lunch meats and stuff.
Lunch meats. Yeah, nuts,
fine
tree
cheeses,
nuts.
Fine
I would
cheeses.
Say probably fragrance, maybe a gift card.
Lisa Ann is smoking hot, laying pipe with 50 milligrams. That's from Dave, the pipe layer. Doug?
I don't even try to figure out what some of it means.
How big a losers are the people who go to these that you are supposed to be excited that some married lady might come to
right, that's what
one
we're
of your Hoosier
about.
Events to listen to a live AM radio show? Thank you. That's right.
Oh my God, the ball.
We talking about
here.
Boobs?
It's a girl. Oh, it's a girl.
Mike, you just trashed our remotes.
He just trashed our entire lives.
Yeah. They're just good people. It has nothing to do with she's married. I mentioned Bearcats, too. It's not just the chicks.
They're married as well. They're both parents.
Yes.
And married. And for the record, even though Lady Beercat sends you Snapchats of her and pineapples, correct?
Well, she sends that to a lot of people. I'm not her only Snapchat person.
Ooh, Jennings.
But you are equally as fond as the husbands in this dynamic, not particularly attracted to the female.
Well, Bearcat sends me Snapchats, too.
Doug, do you have a problem with that at all?
He's a big old bear, isn't he?
Just good people.
Doug, A-Rod got the famous tale, Jeter got Miss Universe, Buh tied for first. That's from the St. Peter's Lemming.
And we don't even know some of the women that they had that didn't go public.
Well, what's the dish?
I bet they
what's the dish? Seems like you might have
careers.
Some scoop for us.
No, I don't have a scoop. I'm just saying, I imagine they both did extremely well. Maybe the two best in the country.
Boy, you really like to objectify women like that. Just who looks the best, they win. How about a great relationship with people that are somehow bonded together. That's what everyone are looking for,
that
right?
Much about that.
That's what people are looking for.
Oh, my
for.
Gosh. Doug, if you're looking for a place to go and get a delicious treat, may I recommend the grocery store and Lena's Pizza? This thing's taken St. Louisans by storm.
Has it? Lena's Pizza?
You know, and I was reading the copy for it, and I always kind of lean on the Plowhawk because he ad-libs like the Dickens, and I know he was a big fan by getting the Buffalo Chicken Lena's Pizza. But I said to Anna Marie, I said, I don't know when the last time it was that I got a frozen pizza and ate it, you know, like in the middle of the afternoon, but I'm going to watch some footby. Actually, I was planning on watching the Missouri basketball game, so I went and got some Lena's Pizza up at Deerblings.
And you prepared it yourself.
I did.
Oh, my goodness. You put that in the oven yourself?
I did. Well, I had my son handle.
He did it, yeah.
Right. Because he has little pincers.
He's got the pincers, too.
Yeah.
I guess
he would. It's a...
It's probably hard to get the pincers in an oven mitt, too, isn't it?
We have special ones made.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like pliers or something?
That's right. So, I had it, and now I understand. It really is legitimate. Like, if that was delivered to my home, I'd be like, damn, this is some good pizza, much less for it to be frozen pizza. It's Lena's Pizza online at lenaspizzastl.com. Remember, Lena's is the only pizza made with real Provel cheese. That's lenaspizzastl.com. You can find it anywhere. It's not just at Deerberg's, but Deerberg's certainly is one of the places. Schnucks, Deerberg, Shop and Save, Straub's, Aldi's, and other fine groceries. It's Lena's Frozen Pizza. That closes out the Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, we're all clients here on this radio program, and therefore we can recommend Design Air to you. It's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operation, so I recommend that you call Design Air. I've been serving St. Louis since 1904. I got out... Got up this morning and I looked on the thermostat because I still have the air conditioning on because I like it nice and cold. And my comfort level is very important, at least if you're ranking priority. It's me, then the baby, then my wife.
Right.
And I like it cold. So therefore, but it was 65 degrees because it's cold outside. So make sure that you get your furnace checked because when this cold comes through, you don't want to be calling and freezing in your home. Seth Goldkamp and his family, fourth generation owners, 314-739-1600. It's Design Air. Design Air Heating and Cooling, the number one train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop a train. Lisa Ann coming up at 9:15. Send your fantasy football questions in for Lisa Ann, or your stag questions for that matter. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After.